I did not expect that I would have such warm and fuzzy feelings about their quarterback situation at this point. Like, I didn't think that Justin Fields played poorly enough to get benched. Mike Tomlin said he's played good. He hasn't played great. So he was chasing greatness. And he's kind of getting that in with Russell Wilson. His passer rating is the third best in the NFL. He's got 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. And the Steelers are averaging over 30 points per game. And if it's all about winning a playoff game and finally looking like they're in the same league or class as these other teams that are considered Super Bowl contenders, like the Chiefs, the Steelers are doing things that make me feel like a matchup with one of those teams is not
a death sentence.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're getting easy offense. They're putting up 400 plus yards. They're actually taking yards in chunks. That it comes back to that word for me, man. They're making offense look easy right now.
Except in the red zone.
Okay, but like think about what you just said, though. They're getting into the red zone with such frequency that we can nitpick and harp. In a game where they still ultimately put up 26 points, yes, because Calvin Austin had a punt return touchdown. But like, the last 2 years were spent majority of the time with us just saying, can they even run like a functional system?
But I do think that the special teams thing, by the way, usually when we factor in a special team score, it's treated as if it's some kind of fluke or some kind of like crazy occurrence. But the Steelers make a big special teams play every week. So they can't count on it to score them a touchdown in games. But the fact that they're getting a contribution of that magnitude in special teams now is, I think, like baked in to my expectations for their games moving forward. Like, I expect that their special teams gives them an edge in matchups, whether that's a block kick, whether that's Boswell making a 50-plus yard field goal, whether that's a big punt return. They do things in that phase of the game that makes life easier on their offense and defense. And that's honestly what great football teams do. And Danny Smith is, I think, had a glow up here. But there have been times where, whether it's penalties or sloppiness, where I've actually felt like their special teams has been something that's held them back.
One of their special teams penalties we found out recently wasn't even supposed to be a penalty. They got jobbed by a bad interpretation of a rule.
Did they get jobbed on the Pickens touchdown last night?
No, the rule is 2 feet, not the same foot twice.
Bad rule?
Both feet. I would say yes, only in the sense that it seems exceptionally difficult to hit the same foot twice without the other foot coming in. Like, if the spirit of the rule is it's tougher to get 2 feet down than one, I think the next rung up the ladder is it's actually tougher to get the same foot down twice than it is each individual
foot. Let me give you a hypothetical. There's a play on the sideline. Guy drags 1 foot. He drags it. The foot comes off the ground. He drags it again. That should be a catch. And the other foot never gets down.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where the guy drags it, the foot comes up, and then he puts the foot back down.
Well, conceivably, when you're dragging it, there can be air between your foot and the ground at various points during the drag. So you're dragging
Ultimately, I'm fine, actually. No. Bad rule, no. At the end of the day, I think there's enough rules that benefit offense in the NFL. I'm fine with it. Pickens has to... This is crazy to say about a guy who, when he's really on, displays phenomenal body and foot control near the sidelines where it's tough to do that. He needs to do a better job of making sure that second foot gets down.
That's ultimately where I come down on that play, too.
He had plenty of, I think, space to actually get that second leg, like, jammed down into the ground. And I think sometimes he falls victim to, hey, I know I have a fair here. There's no way this guy. It's like the only good thing Deontay Banks did in that game. He hit him so hard, he, like, launched him in the air. I think that one's on Pickens at the end of the day. He had 2 touchdowns go off the board. One is not his fault. It's on his Georgia teammate, Broderick Jones. The other one is, I would say, on him. And the only grace I will give him here, and I think the long catch he had was terrific. He was making like a contested hands catch in traffic there, so I'm sure that's number one focus. And you probably, if you're him, figure, if I catch this ball, I'm going to get both feet down, but he didn't.
If I told you that you were not allowed to say, well, they've won the last 2 Super Bowls, in your answer.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what makes the 2024 Chiefs at 7-0 different from the Steelers team that started, 12-0 in 2020.
Okay, if I'm not allowed to say they've won the last two Super Bowls, I'm still allowed to say they have Patrick Mahomes, who I've already seen throughout his career be phenomenal.
But this version of Patrick Mahomes is not phenomenal.
No, this version of him is like playing like a below league average quarterback.
That's what I mean. So I brought that up because when we watched that team start off undefeated, it got to a point where they were winning games, but we both thought, damn.
See, I think
this
the Chiefs
team,
are, yeah, that team was but that team, would you agree, trended consistently downward after like a certain apex? I do think the Chiefs have played two of their better games of the whole season lately.
I mean, they only beat the Raiders by a touchdown.
Offensively,
Chris.
I thought the Raiders game was one of their better games. And then I thought defensively what they did to the Niners was just very impressive.
I mean, they were a goal stand play away in the second half after a Mahomes interception from going down to the Raiders on the road. I mean,
to be fair, like, I'm trying to be as even-keeled as possible about them. We're saying all this stuff about Kansas City. Where do you think they rank in scoring offense right now?
I think they're like eighth or ninth.
They're ninth. Their defense is fifth. They're still top 10 in the league in both.
Yeah, I think that they're...
We hold them to an insane standard because they've lived
okay,
up to
but
it.
I'm just saying, having watched their games, I don't feel like there's this invincibility veil over them that makes me think this year's version of the Steelers can't beat them.
I would think that, and I think with Wilson, I could at least squint and say, like,
he
hey,
beat him last year.
Yeah.
You bring that up all the time. He won. He beat the Chiefs.
I do think they're a different animal come playoff time, and I want to see how their offense, like, sort of matures with Hopkins in the fold now in the receiving core. But to try to be as fair as I can be here and not just get sucked into the trap of they're the Chiefs, it'll always go their way, it's just how it is, I do not think they are even a top three team in the NFL right now. Right this second, I would take the Lions over them for sure. And if these two teams played tomorrow on a neutral field, I would still take Baltimore to beat them.
I would not. Not with their defense,
I would
Chris.
Take Baltimore to beat them. I think the Lions might actually pummel them. Here are a couple other teams I think would give them absolute hell. I think Green Bay could also give them a really hard time. I think if the Niners were fully healthy, it might be a different story. Like, that means CMC is in there and all that stuff. And then I think here's what the Chiefs are vulnerable to this year that I don't think they've been that vulnerable to in the past. Even though their defense is still top five in the league, any guy like Cousins who can get hot, I know they've beaten the Falcons this year, or like Baker if he gets on like a heater. Like some of these quarterbacks who are capable in a random game of just going for 390
right, and
yards.
I think Russell Wilson's
could
one of those
problems.
Guys for us. I think that we have...
The Eagles, I think, could beat them. The Commanders, I think,
but,
could beat them.
But we have somebody like that now.
No, I know.
We have somebody
who
can
get hot.
That's
why I have to treat the Steelers differently. We have somebody... The other thing I...
And we have Baltimore's number if it comes down
to
that.
The other thing I would say about Wilson is, and to continue to try to put into words how I'm feeling about the Steelers right now is... At any point in the last several years when I felt like their quarterback might be playing well, especially the rare times it happened with Pickett, I was like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Like, eventually there is a balancing of the scales here. It's going to revert back to form. Because Wilson has been so good for so long and only recently has fallen way out of favor with a lot of people on the field, because he has a track record and a resume, a back of the baseball card, like, I don't feel like, hey, when's the other shoe going to drop with Russell Wilson? When are these passes going to fall incomplete? He threw, remember, you see the one where he threw yesterday? He was trying to roll left and he threw it way behind Austin, like it one hopped him. Very bad pass.
Yeah.
I was just like, here's how I used to look at Ben when he would do that, like in his prime. I'd say, who cares? Like, bad play design.
He can make up for it.
Well,
the next
I wouldn't even, no, you know what, honestly? I wouldn't even think about the play in any kind of critical long term way. I'd just be like, crappy
get him
play.
Next time.
I'd just say, like, what's going to happen the next one? He might throw a 25 yard post into a window the size of a bread drawer.